Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
On a cold November morning in 1996, when Sicknote and Bayleaf from London's Burning were appearing on GMTV discussing fireworks safety, the TV was a big blur. But in my innocence I figured, well, it's only 6 a.m, so it'll take a while for things to sort themselves out. Things didn't improve, however. A matter of hours later, I was sitting on a hospital toilet crying, begging a nurse to tell me I wasn't going blind. My world was falling apart. I was 16 years old. I was afraid, and no one could reassure me that it would all be okay. The doctors in Sligo rushed around and kept mentioning detached retina and then optic nerve tumours. These words didn't help with the emotional roller coaster that I was on. I told the doctor that not a hope in hell was I staying in Sligo Hospital, but of course I was directed to a private room and I stood looking out of a window that I couldn't see. Some woman came into that room and stated the bloody obvious. Why was I staring out of a window when I couldn't see? And I really had the urge to aim a chair at her head. Through all this I had a supported family, and they treated me no different. It was just the rest of the world who no longer saw me as me. I was Jacqueline, a gobby brat who hated low-fat milk and loved deep-fried mince and onion pies. But now I was Jacqueline who should have been sent away at 5 to that special blind school. This came from relations and family friends. These same relations that made me decide that being blind was an easier journey than one of emotional torture and fear. I had a detached retina in my right eye. My bad eye had a perfectly flat retina, but no glimmer of light could pass that damn pupil. The post-surgery was actual torture. It involved lying face down with no head movement. I did learn to eat in this position, so I guess not all that bad. However, travelling 5 hours in a car minus a seatbelt was not something I wanted to repeat. However, I did this twice. On the second operation, my mum's blood pressure fell and it was unreadable on the machines. It was at this very point I decided I needed to let the right eye go. Let the retina release itself. It seemed the little bollocks didn't want to stick. As around this time I was told by relations and family friends, now thankfully ex-relations and family friends, that, do you realise your mum is going to die and it's all your fault? Your mum is sick because of you, and when she dies, you will be the cause. Those comments hurt, and a wee part of my soul died, but I also knew I needed to prove to those people that Jacqueline was on her way back, and hell hath no fury. I never really noticed my eyesight going after I stopped treatment, but I felt myself becoming stronger and stronger with each passing week. I knew I needed to leave home and get some sort of training and freedom. So in 1997, I became Jackie. Still gobby, and now drank low-fat milk, but still loved deep-fried mince and onion pies. I had left home. Now, nothing about this time was easy, and I was living in shared accommodation, and these people basically wrecked my head, and the food was mank, but I did learn that chocolate and crisps plus a can of Coke was a perfectly acceptable dinner. I started out doing a basic computer course and telephony, and then I did my leaving certificate. I finally moved into my own wee bedsit and I grew up. My life has changed from that frightened 16-year-old. I'm now a college graduate with a 2-1 degree in social care. Technology has made my life easier, and now I have my second furry friend at my side. I support people using iPhones and iPads, and I'm happy and focused in things. I find it sad, though, that the people who tried to bring me down no longer even acknowledge my existence. However, I know I'm better off without toxic people like that in my life. I'm Jackie, and I'm happy with the cards I've been dealt with in life, and I will never regret that decision to let that retina go. I am who I am today because of that decision.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.